Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours on this, I don't know. As far as frustrating losses goes, this isn't really up there. This one, I kind of felt like throughout the game, it was only 15-7. I kind of felt like this one's going to get away. And then the final drive by the Texans with, I mean, a minute 14 left, and you use no clock at all. Give them the Denver with 20 seconds left is dangerous, and you give them a minute. That was almost. I was watching, going, why are you not using clock here? You think Davis Mills is going 60 yards when you've done nothing offensively, and you're not making them use their timeouts. You're not making them use. I mean, what made you think Davis Mills was going to run you right down the field?
There's so many losing plays. There's so much losing football yesterday. It was astonishing. And D'Amico Ryans is at the head of the list with that. Yeah. Man, it was absolutely the dumbest thing in the world. You run the ball on first down or you throw a little sideways pass. You catch it and you make Sean Payton decide. You go call one now and give us a chance to extend the drive potentially with a good second down play, or are you going to let this thing run? You know what he probably does? Lets it run. If he doesn't, you can still eat. You hadn't moved the ball one single bit in the second half. Davis Mills showed no signs of life. Sean Payton, even if he calls his timeouts, you can still eat up enough clock to where they get the ball back with 10 seconds on their side of the field, on their side of the 50. D'Amico Ryans, and, you know, they threw the short pass, and he rolls out of bounds. No one touched him. That's an out of bounds play. Although I thought if you were going backwards, the clock keeps going, but it's not inside the last 2 minutes though. So it's, you know, typically the clock would keep rolling if you go out of bounds moving backwards.
Don't you have to be forced out? Like if you go,
is that what it is? Yeah, I guess so. Regardless, would they have called that inside the last 2 minutes, or is if you just get out? Do they still keep the clock rolling? Doesn't matter.
No,
I mean, they got out of bounds. The clock stopped.
As soon as you go out of, no. The last 5 minutes is when you're out of bounds is when the clock stops.
But what about if you're heading backwards though? Because they keep rolling it. They keep rolling it.
Yeah.
That's
a
problem. I just don't know in the last two. But regardless, the Texans, D'Amico Ryans, that was on him. Now that was on him. He could have taken that to overtime and moved on, and he made a mistake, and he's got to own that because that was piss poor. And then it's just so much. The penalties, you're trying to drive the ball, then you've got a second down and you get a delay of game penalty and then an illegal procedure back to back that basically kills that drive, losing football. You punt it and Tommy Townsend's got him inside the one and the guy touches the ball sliding into the end zone instead of just letting it go, losing football because it goes out to the 20. You know, instead of having them buried there because they weren't moving the ball on you, not really. Then you lose track of Bo Nix on the last drive, and he scrambles for a billion yards, losing. This team played loser football, and I haven't even gotten, I haven't even made it to Nick Cayley's brilliance once he gets to the 1 yard line. This guy absolutely is the worst. Once it comes to dialing it up from inside the 3 yard line, I have never in my life seen someone on college or pro level this completely over his head on that short yardage stuff. He has no idea of what to do. You know what he gives you? A gap dives with British Brooks is what you get, or quarterback sneaks from 2 yards out with the quarterback. And like you said, John, it's week after week. Yeah. Put him at the one, put him at the two, put him at the three, and it is over. Just kick your field goal now. And in fact, you will lose yards. Yeah. Yeah. You'll lose yards on your run. Then one of the idiots will jump off sides or move or hold, which happened again. Then Davis Mills will take a sack or CJ will take a sack. It is a mortal lock that you will lose yards and end up kicking like a 37-yard field goal when you got first and goal from the one.
Well, it was one, it was actually a godsend that he actually jumped off, that there was a false start on that fourth and one because CJ got stopped.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't going to make it, John.
He was stopped, and they would have had to turn the ball over on downs at the half-yard line as opposed to kicking the field goal. They would have got no points. No points.
You get nothing.
Nothing. I mean, it is just ridiculous. He doesn't know when to pass, when to throw. This is week after week now.
Week after week, and he doesn't have any misdirection dialed up. We saw a double reverse pass from who? Ben Johnson, touchdown, Caleb Williams, easy. Easy freaking peasy. Jet sweeps going for first down on fourth downs. This guy has nothing dialed up. And y'all wanted Bobby Slowick out? Let me tell you something for all you idiots. You should have left him in there for a third year, and if he sucked, gone. Mike McDaniel in. Case closed. Now you're going to get Mike McDaniel in anyway because Nick Caley's dead man walking. He's done. Nick Caley's not going to make it through this because they're not making the playoffs. The ownership's not going to be happy with this. D'Amico's got to know, wow, this is too much for him. I can't even get the ball in from the one-yard line multiple times this year. As soon as Mike McDaniel's officially fired, D'Amico knows him. This guy's considered one of the best offensive minds. Mike McDaniel is your offensive coordinator next year, and this goes down as just another David Culley adventure, except with an offensive coordinator. What this is.
So, I mean, and we're not calling for D'Amico's head.
No, I'm not calling
for D'Amico's.
But you
know what? D'Amico, after berating the media again last week about all the negativity, that last drive by the Texans, he needs to catch it.
Absolutely.
He needs to catch it.
It was malpractice. I tell you what, I will give our boy Shawnee some credit on their post game show, because I was listening to see what the fans would say, and Shawnee went after him hard.
Did he?
Yeah, he said he called it coaching malpractice too. I texted him some before, and he went after him hard. He is not going to be on Christmas lists. He went after, I shouldn't say hard like we probably will, but he didn't. I mean, he put it all on D'Amico's shoulders as it was. There's nothing else you can say, dude. You got 1:14 left. Your offense, read the situation. You had not done anything offensively. 5-3 and outs. You hadn't done anything. So obviously, that far back, you've got to eat time off the clock and force their timeouts if they're going to call timeouts. And you didn't do it. You even when you got out of bounds, you should have. I mean, it's just, oh my God, so stupid. I don't get paid to do your job. John doesn't get paid to do your job. None of the callers get paid to your job. If we're all idiots and stupid, then at least y'all need to do your jobs correctly. Nick Caley, you can't put us in this situation to have our beautiful, nice Sunday days. It's a great day outside. If we're going to spend our time watching Texans football, can we get a win because we don't kick 5 freaking field goals? Yeah. Is that asking too much that you make one of them 7? Like, that should have been it, John. They should have coasted in with the win. This is a joke. They should have coasted in with the win. Now they're cooked. Now they're officially done. Yep. You know, and I'd go, well, the Colts, well, the Steelers did us a solid because the Colts did it. You think you're catching the Colts? You think you're catching the Colts?
No.
You're not catching the Colts. You need to be looking at the Chargers. You need to be looking, and you're not, let me tell you, you're definitely not catching New England or Buffalo. You're not catching those two teams. You need to be looking at the Chiefs. You need to be looking at all these other teams that you're going for. You basically need to clear out the West. You got to basically clear out the AFC West to have any shot. And then you got to win out against the rest of your – you guys are making this a terrible season. The Rockets play tonight, right? Mavericks coming in?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Sweet. So listen, guys, let's get your Mavericks calls in against the Rockets right now. We got chastised for the negativity. And by the way, I heard the full thing. The media, whoever it was, I think it was probably DJ Bienname, and I don't know who else. It was Kunkel. They were pushing back like, wait, you don't think you've had very positive coverage here? They were like, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe what D'Amico was saying.
That's why I was pissed.
That's what you were saying. I didn't hear the whole thing, and
that's all you want to write his neck. That's all you got is love. That's all you got. And when you suck, We got to say it too, because we can't just keep throwing flowers at you.
No,
when this... you just because you made the playoffs. No. That's great. That's great. But it's the same
this
old Texas.
This sucked. Yesterday sucked.
So you got Jacksonville coming up and at Tennessee. You could easily be 5-5. I mean, you're 3-5 mm-hmm. now, and you could be 4-6.
You could have been in a playoff hunt with the win yesterday.
But after that, you've got Buffalo at Indy.
Loser.
At Kansas City.
Loser.
I mean, honestly.
You couldn't afford to lose this game to have any chance. No. And you were going to have to sweep the two you talked about and then win one of the ones. And really, frankly, beat the Colts in because you're not winning. Was Buffalo coming here?
And Buffalo is here.
So if you kick 8 field goals. Hold on. I'm trying to do the math. If you can kick 8 field goals, maybe beat them 24-23.
Yeah. 8 scoring drives?
8.
That's a lot. That's 57,
what if you get
58.
Turnovers in their territory?
Cam Little hit a 68-yarder.
That's true.
All you got to do is get the ball maybe to the 47
But Kaimi misses field goals over 50.
Kaimi missed yesterday, yep.
That's what he misses. We sure we're talking about 5-5? Is CJ going to be available for this game?
Oh, yeah, because I tell you what. You know, I was Mills curious. Like, I wonder what he'd do with this pass. Like, I wonder if Davis is kind of...
Your neck curious?
Yeah, I was like, is he going to be able to and maybe run this offense a little cleaner than CJ?
Pretty ball. I'll give him that.
Yeah, when it's going over the head of Christian Kirk, when it's flying over the head on a wide-open throw about 26 yards deep middle.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
he had him wide open.
Tight spiral, though.
It was a tight
spiral. I said, this is a nice, I got to admit, this is a pretty nice spiral. Oh. I got my answer on Davis Mills yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why he's back up.
Well, now let's see when he has a week to practice and he's going to be, getting the first string reps. And
against,
I mean, to
who's
come
he play?
In and,
Tennessee, yeah. Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Well, that's not, they don't have a punk defense.
At home. No, I mean, you got the bookends are going to be.
How'd you like Life Without Titus Howard? Was that pretty sweet?
Actually, Blake
wasn't
Fisher.
Terrible. Blake Fisher actually hung in actually okay.
He did okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
I was watching him. He was okay.
He wasn't Bernard Raymond who got the living piss kicked out of him, the left tackle from the Colts.
Oh, my God, dude.
Every snap was a beating.
Every single snap.
Every snap was a beating.
Oh, my. I watched that. I was watching
that
game
going, Jonathan Taylor, why are you not chipping over there? He'd give a halfway chip. I'm like, dude, and that's on Shane Steichen, too. You got to put two guys over
How
there.
Many strip sacks did they have? 12? It was ridiculous.
That's why when you get away from who you are, the run game, and you let Daniel Jones cook, that's what you get. Five turnovers.
The most disappointing thing about yesterday was that on the day that Janice McNair gets inducted into the Ring of Honor at the Broncos Stadium, that we lose this
Did
game.
Did you say Broncos Stadium?
They were at the Broncos.
No, that was actually home. That was NRG.
Oh, no, it was. No.
Yeah, no. They were not. They would not have inducted her there.
No. I think she got, for whatever reason, they wanted her in their Ring of Honor.
It was
too.
Battle Orange yesterday at the stadium. You're probably confused.
That's not a thing.
Battle Orange.
The Texans
don't feature
orange as a color.
It's a city kit.
Not even an alternate
color.
It's a city kit. It's an alternate kit.
No, we saw.
It's like the Astros.
That's not true.
You know what? It was all Astros fans.
No, we saw this.
That's what it was.
We saw the city uniforms last week against San Francisco. There's no orange in this.
After the Dodgers won the World Series, Astros wanted to remind people, hey, don't forget the orange. And they were wearing orange at the game.
I saw a lot of orange with ponies and Broncos on it.
That's
a different team, too.
That dude, he came out with an apology because he said, break Aaron Rodgers' back. And people were like, you want him to physically assault Aaron Rodgers? And instead of ignoring the idiots, he's like, I just want to make an apology when I was doing Go Coach.
Well, that guy
I don't
has a brand
want him to get hurt.
Of wholesomeness. He had to apologize. He's got a brand, unlike you.
I'll say something. I'll say something when we're off the air to you.
About what?
About
the Go Colts guy?
About him.
I don't think you should.
I'll go in there. I'll make sure all the mics are turned off. I'll leave my phone in here, and I'll say something.
Okay.
You got to make sure that it's off.
Hey, it hasn't always been off. The mics in the studio.
Well, we will make sure.
No, they haven't been. All right, we got a break. 713-78. Okay. I don't know about you. I don't know. I just don't feel. I don't know.
What? You don't know what?
I knew they weren't going to win.
I don't know. What are you, Garrett Cole?
But they should have won.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, they shouldn't have won.
They yes,
won.
They should.
They can't score an offensive touchdown. When you don't score an offensive touchdown, you don't deserve to win.
They had five scores. They should have won. It's their own incompetence.
They should not have won.
Denver didn't outscore them. Denver didn't outplay them. Their offense was...
outscore them.
I mean, did Denver outgain them?
Bro,
I don't know.
They can't score from the 1 yard line.
But you should,
right?
You should
multiple times. Multiple.
Can Mike McDaniel score from the one?
Well, now that he has a bigger back in Ollie Gordon, he can pick up those. He used to not be able to, so that's still in question.
Has he ever tried something sweet like running it right between the center and guard with sevens piled into that area? Because
no.
Nick Cayley's got that down.
You're not going to like the fades from the 1 yard line to small receivers. He does that.
I don't love that.
Yeah,
but that's all
that.
Y'all have is small receivers.
That's true.
To be fair.
That's true.
All right. Hey.
Oh, speaking of that, Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins have made a trade. They've traded Jalen Phillips to the Eagles.
How about
pass rusher to the Eagles?
How about Chris Greer got fired and Stephen A. Smith just claimed immediately racism.
Well, what he doesn't know is the guy now making decisions is also black. Champ Kelly, black.
Yeah, I know.
He wants Mike. His thing is Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel, black man too.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, he's not black enough for Stephen A. Smith.
No, he's not black enough for.
Look at him.
All right, and the way he talks, he
definitely doesn't.
He ain't claiming. All right. Now, see, you guys are giving us McDaniel.
I'm not giving him to you. I'll take him.
We want Mahomes.
Well, you can't get him. I'll take both.
Okay,
third-round pick the Dolphins get for Jalen Phillips.
McDaniel's a last-round pick.
No, I'm talking about the trade for Jalen Phillips. Third-round pick from the Eagles to the Dolphins.
Oh, nice.
You've got to be happy with that. Former first-round to get you a third.
Well, he doesn't. Well, he's always. Wait a minute. He's always injured.
Exactly.
And
I told you I was a sucker-ass pick with your Miami to Miami bull crap.
He was good the first couple years. He was always hurt.
Beat it. He's a UCLA guy who tried to come to the U.
Don't get mad at me because you're upset about your team.
I am upset about
live
the team.
In my
and
world.
I'm going to not be happy with
live
the rest.
In my world,
and the dumbass Dodgers won one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
That happened,
one of the greatest games I've ever seen. By the way.
That happened.
By the way.
I don't take no orders from no Blue Jay, by the way.
Yeah. All right. We got a break.
You got
Let's
a slappy
go.
Hitting a home run.
7-1-3.
Rojas.
I don't want to talk about it. I got
some defensive replacement.
I don't even want to talk. I got
streaking into the gap to knock his own player down.
I've got a freaking parade here today, okay?
Oh.
You think I want to hear about this?
Well, it could be
today?
Worse. You could be here trying to fly out.
Today is their parade.
Thank God you're not flying out today since my son missed his flight yesterday. You have to get to the airport, and this is on my kids. This is not – I've been posting this on Twitter. I've tried to give you all the heads up. Alec got there, and they couldn't even get into – like, it's so bad. It is currently a four-hour wait to get into flights. A four-hour wait. Don't get there 2 hours early. You cannot – he had to rebook his flight. I put that on Twitter, and people said, no, I had a friend who had a 6. He got there at 1:30 and did not make a 6 o'clock flight. If people are not making flights getting there 4 hours early right now. I assume it's government shutdown stuff. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, it absolutely
it
is.
Has
it's
to be
the TSA.
But it is TSA. You're right. Now, you know they're essential workers, and they're supposed to work, but my wife said, calling in sick.
Yeah, they're calling in sick. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and Sunday's worse than you, but Alec has a 2. He's getting there at 8 o'clock this morning. He's got a 2 o'clock flight.
Oh, my God. All right, we got a break. We got to talk about poker. Let's talk about the 2 card rooms that are the best card rooms in the city of Houston, and those are both Texas Card House.
Now, hey,
Texas
Card House, if the Texans had jacks yesterday, would you say the Texans had a pair of jacks and thought they were going to get there? And then the board flopped ace, king, queen?
Yeah, right. They did flop. But let's keep on betting.
All in!
Let's keep on betting. Because you know what? Yeah, because I know with a minute 14, Davis Mills is going to get that jack.
Push all your chips in, D'Amico.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
Trailblazer Poker Tour starts a week from today. The Trailblazer Poker Tour from November 10th through the 24th, over $1.1 million. And that could go up. That could go way up, too, by the way. Over $1.1 million in guarantees. And the guarantees, a lot of times, they'll go up from there. So you're going to be playing the first tournament is going to be played for a couple hundred thou, couple hundred thou, couple hundred thou, couple hundred thou, 500 thou, okay? Yeah, the last tournament is going to be paid for $500,000. It starts next Monday and then in last 2 weeks, and it is awesome. So if you're a big poker player, you love to play, get into this thing. I mean, you can get in for $250, one tournament, $400, $250, and then the big event is you can get yourself in. I'm telling you, you can get in this thing and win big money for not very much. All you need to do is go to TexasCardHouse.com and see what's going on, how to play, where to play, what's going on. It's in spring. But you also can play at home. You can also play cash games or other tournament games at these locations. There's no better place to play. Clean environment, bar open till 2 a.m., 24 hours a day. Both of the places are open, and there's usually always a game going on. You're looking for the best place to play poker. It's not even arguable. Texas Card House, two locations, in Spring, at Spring Cypress in 45, and on Westheimer in Green Ridge. You're looking for poker, one place to go, Texas Card House.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about Taqueria Sarandas, and let's talk about what's going on in the month of November. Always something good going on at Taqueria Sarandas, and I'm always looking for, okay, what can we do to really spice things up with Taqueria Sarandas? I'll give you an example. Right now, you got an opportunity to grab yourself not just a great breakfast, but you got yourself a chance to go in and enjoy awesome sports. That's right. I said it. Maybe not always when you're watching Sunday afternoons, but it's still where you're going to go, and that's what we want to do. This season, we're going to stop in, and we're going to watch some sports at Taqueria Sarandas. Pull up at the bar, watch your favorite sporting events. Once you roll in for Thanksgiving, and I said that, one family, this season of giving, they're going to select one family to receive a Thanksgiving meal, turkey, pie, sides. Come in and register at any of the Taqueria Sarandas locations. They're giving away a Thanksgiving dinner, and they're going to select one winner per location. So, like, over 20 winners they're going to have. Available at any Taqueria Sarandas, Arandas Bakery, and Arandas Seafood. No purchase is necessary. Taqueria Sarandas has been serving the community since 1981 with great breakfast, lunch, dinner. They cater, and so much more. And now they're giving away a Thanksgiving dinner. That's for you. One winner at every single location. Stop in to register. No purchase necessary. Also, grab your tamales this holiday season at Arandas Bakery.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's go. I mean, we had outrage a couple of weeks ago. I don't know that this is an outrageous loss, to tell you the truth. I mean, when you lost CJ, okay, if CJ plays, they win, right?
I have to think so. I have to think that they could have gotten at least one more field goal.
That defensive effort, they would have.
It's not funny, Dell. I'm serious. They could have gotten a sixth field goal.
They wouldn't have been three and out.
They could have scored 18.
Yeah.
That's what we shoot for.
I don't like shooting for six field
goals.
Well,
you can you know what? Want one hand and crap in the other and see which one gets full.
I've never really understood that.
A handful of 50-yard field goals.
Why would I put my hand down there? Well, I've never understood that saying, but cool. Yeah, I would imagine you win the game, but sure, the defense is another great effort. But when it came down to it, they let up 11 points in the fourth quarter. Hey, yeah. You kind of understand. It's 15-7. Your offense isn't doing anything. You got to go out and win the game. And they tried. I mean, they dropped the pick here, dropped another pick. But when it came down to it, the Broncos went down and tied it.
Well,
and then they gave up the game-winning field goal drive.
Once again, they let the quarterback just run for 30 yards. I mean, it's so easy. Like Baker did. Who else broke free? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And Toa, I mean, that. Who designed the defense where Toa Toa is on R.J. Harvey?
It's just man. It's just man to man. That's all it is.
Okay, who thought that's a good idea?
Well, it wouldn't have been good with Aziz either.
No, it wouldn't have been. Get him out of the game.
Get
him out of the game.
You know, Texans played a lot of zone yesterday, but man, Denver, Sean Payton caught him perfectly. Caught him in a man to man. He obviously had an idea. That's what they were going to do. Got him isolated, and and went yard on him for that touchdown. You know, it was, I mean, they scored two touchdowns. One was, I mean, Sting just got beat and didn't have catch up speed. That was kind of crazy. I was like, man, Sting's not making up any ground.
Mm-mm.
And then the other one was linebacker on running back. And that's all. They scored twice the whole game. And then their 2-point conversion, you missed the chance to knock it down.
Bo Nix early was scattershot. Ingram was open down the sideline. That would have been a touchdown.
He's thrown across his body. He was always running to the right. Like, Bo was not exactly Mr. Poise yesterday.
No, he was not.
He had a chance to run a few times and wouldn't do it.
How many times did he miss a guy when he was on the run?
A lot.
Yeah.
Thrown across his body. You could see there was frustration there with some of his receivers, too.
Yeah,
he was helping. He was that helped.
Oh no, it absolutely helped. Thank you, Bo.
Who's that on hold, Dale? That's Andy. Let's get Andy in here. 713-780-3776. Sound off. We still got Rockets. We'll get to. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get to, but right now we're digging in on Texans. What's up, Andy?
Hey, you guys are hitting it right. There's no way that Tua Tagovailoa is supposed to cover any kind of receiver if it ain't a tight end or a running back. Horrible. I mean, and then not having a spy on Nix in the fourth quarter, horrible. Hell, the whole game, you got to put a spy on him. A lot of his game is his legs. Same thing with Mahomes. Mahomes beat the crap out of him last year with his legs. My goodness. And then, okay, what the hell is D'Amico doing in the fourth quarter when they get the ball by their goal line trying to throw passes? Instead of running the ball, let Denver run out their timeouts, and then punt it away. Hell, the offense hadn't done crap with Mills. And Mills throws, 30 times? 30 times?
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. D'Amico, I've lost all respect for him. Horrible. Him and Nick, both, not understanding that rookie offensive coordinators, after they tried one time, they should have never done it a second time. Because that fool, we should have had, this game should have been over by halftime. By halftime. Mm. It should have been a 20-point lead.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Andy. Couple of things. He was on a running back. You said Toto shouldn't be on anyone other than tight end or running back. Well, that was a running back he was on.
Well, and by the way, watch the film on the Knicks run. Toto was the spy.
Was he really?
Yeah, watch. Go watch that play.
Where the hell did he go? Yeah,
he's just standing there.
They rolled Knicks to the right, and Toto kept overflowing, and then Knicks saw and just
the other way. Yeah. He rolled right a lot. I was getting frustrated that they weren't getting home more with sacks. Like, I didn't think it was great.
Well, they designed some stuff to have Anderson shoot up the field, and they would wall him off the tight end. And
I saw that. That might have been that play where they had 82 come over and smack him a little bit. I think it was maybe his Noah Fant come over and, wall him off, which is smart. But he was a – they had Toto on him, John?
What? This is the play.
Was it?
Toto is standing there about 5 or 6 yards down the field.
He was the one that screwed up against Tampa Bay, too, right?
Well, he over-pursued that time. This time he under-pursued. This time he was staying back about 6 or 8 yards.
By that, Dell said he flowed too far.
They rolled Nix to the right, and he rolled, but he was covering air. There was nothing for him to cover. He just kept rolling to Nix, and then Nix saw it, planted his foot, and saw space, and ran to him.
And there was no way he was catching him.
No.
Davis Mills.
How about a faster guy as the spy?
Yeah. I mean, Bo Nix is not like King Runner, but he's got some legs. He's got some legs. Davis Mills was 19 of 34, completed 55.9% of his passes for 4.7 yards per attempt. No touchdowns, no interceptions. That was what you were working with yesterday. Not good.
Mm.
That's not good. And D'Amico Ryans, we talked about it earlier, just absolutely horrific clock management. In a game where you can't move the ball, you must get to overtime and take your chances. How do you get there? Run it three straight times if you want to. I understand that's enough. It's enough time for you. You could have had controlled passing or controlled runs and kept it in there. If you pop one for 12 yards, okay, you alter your mindset. But you got to make Sean Payton make a decision on first down to burn a timeout or let it go. And if he burns it, if the Texans gain 6 or 7, he's not calling timeout.
No.
If they gain 1, he's calling timeout. Well, okay, Now we're in a position where we're just going to burn it off and go get to overtime. That's what you could have done, but you chose not to, and now you get nothing, including no playoff shares, no playoffs. You're not hanging banners this year. None of that stuff. Nick, I know you're going to tell us we're stupid and we don't know what we're doing, or no one knows what they're talking about except you. That's fine. You can keep doing that next year when you're looking for new offensive linemen on the interior. That's fine. You know, whatever. But just know this, you ain't getting to the playoffs. That's not happening.
Nope. So all right.
You'll have to tell us how dumb we are from, you know, once January 1st hits, when you aren't playing any games either, you can tell us how stupid we all are.
Yep. Hey, they're not concerned.
Why should we be concerned about anything?
About anything.
Well, no. I tell you what I'm not concerned about, Nick Caley, because nobody is more fearless. And I like a guy who's got a little attitude. Like, you know what? Yeah. You guys think you – I don't care if I get stopped 10 straight times running up the A-gap. We're going to do it again. Because that's the mentality. Some people say that's dumb and insanity is doing what doesn't work over and over and over. You know what I say? That's a guy that shows toughness, mental toughness. Like, you're not going to get me out of this. This is who we are. Okay? You're not going to – we could fail 30 times in a row, which they have. They're 32 in a row. They failed to convert from 1 yard out on 32, 36 straight times probably. But Nick Caley says, you know what? We're mentally tough. Well, you can't make us stop running A-gap runs against loaded fronts. We're not going to stop because then the terrorists win. So we're going to continue to run 1 yard out, fullback dives. British Brooks, by the way, who's a running back converted to fullback, but whatever.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. You guys want to get in? Talk about it. You're more than welcome to do that. Get in here. 713-780-3776. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence coming up in about 14 minutes. So this is where you want to be. Get your What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence ready. I'm talking about HRP. I'm talking about your business. You're starting a work week. Are you guys, you started a new month. How did payroll go? Was it, how costly is your payroll? How costly is it to you get to, for you? How big is your payroll department grown, your HR department? You got too many people. Are you wasting your time signing checks, right? I mean, if you're writing checks and signing checks, something, you're doing something wrong. Everything is electronic now. Everything goes directly into it. You don't have to do that. I mean, honestly, let's move on, all right? And you think, no, we're saving money. I'm doing it myself. You're wasting your time when you could be out selling your widgets. You're too good at what you do, and you've built up a business. Do what you know and let HRP do what they know, okay? If you're tired of it, I mean, it's every other week. I'm writing, I'm doing this. It's so difficult. Tax time is like a painful. It's like pulling teeth. No, make it easy. HRP does all of that. Stop doing it yourself. You're not in that business. They can do it better and cheaper than you can. Find out. Free evaluation. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
GreenlightOffer.com. GreenlightOffer.com. My man Sean is out there making things happen for people who need money for their home. And look, for some of you, there's a house in my neighborhood. This guy bought it for a lower rate, maybe from Greenlight. I don't know, because this is a house that was kind of in disrepair. There was an older couple who had lived in it, and I think the kids who lived out of the country ended up inheriting the home, and it just sat there for probably 3 years, just sat there. And somebody bought it. They redid the home. They're asking so much for it now that there's no way they're going to sell it. There's no way they're going to sell it. It will sit there forever until they change that. And all I could think about was, you know what? Wouldn't you love not to have to redo the interior? Wouldn't you love not having to, you know, change everything that you have to change to get houses ready to sell right now? If you just want your money, if you got a house, if you're a landlord, you just want your money, you know what? Let Greenlight Offer come in. They'll get rid of the tenants or whatever needs to happen. You'll just get your money. Closing happens anywhere from, on average, 7 to 10 days is what closing looks like. You don't have to go through inspections, none of that stuff, none of the heavy lifting. Greenlight Offer will do it for you. On divorces, you need quick money for splitting the community assets. They're there for you. Relocation, great to go to Greenlight Offer. Let them make a very fair offer on your home, and then you have no hassle. You're going to get your cash, and you're done. And that's what Greenlight Offer can do for you. It's not for everyone, but it's for a lot of you. And a lot of you need to understand that you need to reach out to Greenlight Offer, contact them, and find out how much you can get for your home. GreenlightOffer.com. That's GreenlightOffer.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It is already 7:38. We got a few minutes, and then we're going to have What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. Hey, something positive. The Rockets won. And how about KD, man? I mean,
did you get to watch it?
Yeah.
I thought it was their their best game of the year. They were terrific. Ball moved like – that's the best ball movement I've seen from the Rockets. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know when was the last time I saw it move like
that. I don't know. You could have been more efficient than they were.
Mm-mm. Shot the threes well. The ball was not sticky at all. I tell you what, you take Jalen Green out of there. This is one of the big differences. You don't have a primary ball handler, right? Not a true one. Jalen Green, with James Harden, it was the stickiest it's ever been. With Jalen Green, that ball will get pretty sticky too. And Reed Sheppard, he's not a true point. He's giving it up. Kevin Durant doesn't have to hang on to it forever. He's giving it up. Amen Thompson will give it up. That team did a great job of making the extra pass. As you mentioned, John, shot the ball at a very high percentage. I thought they defended better than they have defended all year in terms of not just getting lost in their rotations. I thought they looked terrific. I was really excited. I came away from that one. I know it's the Celtics aren't.
They're not there.
But I still thought, man, this is really going to be a tough team to beat this year, yeah. The Rockets.
11 shots, 26 points. For I mean, that is so good. 8 for 11. They shot as a team 54.5%, 65%. Okay, Israel, we're going to call in about Reed Sheppard.
Yeah, okay. He's actually shot it really well the last couple games.
4 for 5 from 3. 4 for 5 from 3-point range. That's our guy. Tari Eason, 4 for 6 from 3. Kevin Durant, 2 for 3. Okogie, 3 for 5. I'm still on the fence about Okogie, but I guess he really likes him. I wonder if Finney Smith starts when he comes back. When is Finney Smith? Does anybody know? We had a Finney Smith sighting yet?
He'll be back when, well, Christian Kirk just took a little while, so he'll probably be back when Brock Purdy's back.
I don't know. Brock Purdy's coming back the way. Matt Jones was 15 for 15 yesterday on his first.
Congratulations on your Purdy contract, guys.
Sam Darnold was. Did he start 13 for 13?
Dude, Sam Darnold is one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yeah, he really is.
It's ridiculous.
He's really
like
is.
He's making good throws.
Now, Mac Jones was 15 for 15, guys, to start the game, and he might have been better than that. That's all that's the last I heard of it.
Davis Mills completed 19 passes.
Did he?
That's true.
He did. He completed 19 passes yesterday.
I don't know about that.
That's true. 19 of 34.
It's impossible to know.
19 of 34.
We'll have to check that.
4.7 yards of a throw, but still.
Can somebody find out if that's true?
No, I saw it. Oh. 19 for 34.
I don't think that's true. But, okay. That's your opinion on it.
That's not really my opinion.
No, it really is.
That was charted.
It's a stat. I didn't really think that.
Listen, I didn't say 19. No, look, you're acting like 19 completions to some kind of sweet. It really means nothing. He threw for 160 yards. No touchdowns.
Not quite.
And no rushing touchdowns either, by the way.
Not quite the Bryce Young game now. Okay? Mm-hmm. How about you go into the Packers? Bryce Young leads them down the field and just destroys them through the air and wins the game.
I swear to God, if we play Carolina anytime soon and Bryce pats CJ on the head and just tells him, keep your head up. I mean, there's going to be some ups and some downs, but you need to keep your head up, little bro.
How about them?
If Bryce Young little bros him with a backpack and a skateboard in his hand, I'm going to be so sad.
Bryce Young, 11 of 20,
listening to the kids.
102 yards, no touchdowns and one interception.
Listening to Chance the Rapper, Tyler the Creator, and there's Bryce Young just skating all over C.J. Stroud with a losing record.
16 for 16 he was.
Who was?
Sam Darnold, 16
for 16. He started 16 for 16,
yeah. Oh, they were cut. That game was over in the first 6 minutes.
I think.
Well, the Commanders might be done for Daniel's dislocated elbow.
Yeah. What could possibly happen with a 130-pound quarterback who runs?
Well,
and by the way, doesn't slide.
Fell badly on his own.
Yeah, because he's running. Don't run so much. He was, to be honest with you, that guy was running from the first snap. He had to exit the pocket so many times. It was a nightmare for them. And he's spindly. Like, he's going to get hurt running. Same way Lamar Jackson got hurt when he would take off running at times. And he missed three years at the end of the season. Out. Jaden Daniels, sophomore season. They said it was going to miss him. They said that sophomore issue was going to miss him. Guess not.
No.
Guess it didn't miss him.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. It could be about your boss, your wife, whatever. You learned something this weekend. 713-780-3776 is the number to call and get in here and tell us what you learned this weekend. Lance, did you learn anything about Underdog Fantasy?
Yeah, I actually learned that Underdog Fantasy has the prediction market going on. This is something that is crazy, and I'm gonna tell you more about that, but that's something I learned this weekend is that prediction market is coming to Underdog Fantasy, and that is a huge, huge opportunity for you. But I'll tell you more about that here later this week. Right now, I want to tell you is that higher or lower is a chance for you to run every single Monday night. Thursday night games, Sunday day games, Monday night games. You've got Underdog Fantasy with your higher or lower. You're going to make picks with statistics. Like, for example, Drake London. I still thought 63.5 was too low, so I said higher. Nico Collins, I said higher. Now, I also said higher with C.J. Stroud. That wasn't so good. But had I played flex, I could have lost one and still picked up the W and still made money. Two out of three can win for you. Three out of four, four out of five. The more you pick, the higher your payout goes. You can win 500, 600, 700 times your original play. You can play for as little as $5. But here's the thing. I'm going to give you something else. You know, so analyze the games, go higher or lower on statistics. But this is the cool part. If you use promo code Lance after you download the app for Underdog Fantasy, they are going to give you $100 in bonus funds and entries when you spend your first $5. That's it. Spend your first $5 after you make that deposit with promo code Lance, and $100 in bonus funds and entries are going to pop up in your account. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Time to talk about Republic Boot Company. Listen, it's a great place to have a party. You can hold up to 200 people. If you're thinking about, well, where are we going to have our clients? Where are we going to have our Christmas party, this is a great place. They got a stage. You bring the food in, everything. It's just a wonderful place. What are we going to get for our people this? What are we going to get for our clients? I mean, now is the time to check it out because you still got time to customize whatever it is with your logo to put it on. And it could be a backpack, or it could be some kind of carry bag, or one of those travel bags that you take, you know, what you put your toothpaste and your toothbrush in. All of these, and it doesn't matter what it is. They got leather items that are unbelievable. They're just awesome, and they're going to make them look incredible. And you still got time now before Christmas to do this, but you got to act now because it takes some time to do this. So act now and go to republicbootcompany.com to see for yourself. If you've never been to Republic Boot Company, go check it out. They own the entire building now, okay, right over there at Studemont. They own the entire building, and it is awesome. It is an awesome place. And when you go there, you're going to go, wow, this place really does smell better than anywhere you're going to go ever, ever, ever. They got all the boots that you could possibly want. They got everything rodeo ready, everything that you could possibly want. But the thing is this, you got to act now if you want them to get your stuff done by Christmas. So go to republicbootcompany.com, 1133 East 11th Street in Houston, the corner of Studewood and East 11th in the Heights. Tell them you heard it right here, republicbootcompany.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I was having a great weekend. And then I learned this weekend that fat little Miguel Rojas is going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
He was good. I mean, it was clutch, dude. And it wasn't just that. He had a play defensively.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He had, I mean, that play that was it Pajes? Is that how it's pronounced?
Pajes, yeah.
My gosh. Dave Roberts, Mr. Overmanager, sends in a defensive replacement who makes literally saved the World Series. Because I thought that was over. I was like, oh, that's done. Hernandez was running, had no idea, and then all of a sudden, here comes this big bull, just charges over and slams him to the ground and makes a catch. Because usually there's a collision and the ball drops. Not that time.
No, he was like...
And Yamamoto was money when he needed to be got out of it.
Stop. I don't even want to... Stop. I mean, 2 outs to go now is almost as bad as 7 outs to go. 2 outs to go is almost as bad as 7 outs to go in my world.
You were rooting that hard.
Yes.
That your team losing the World Series is almost as bad as the Dodgers winning the World Series.
That's right. That's how bad it was. All right. Who's first up? Brandon's first up. Let's go. What did you learn this weekend? One sentence. What you got, Brandon?
Morning, guys. I learned that at some point today, I'm going to have to sit through a celebratory phone call from SMU Sonny.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
SMU Sonny. Oh, how'd that taste, though?
Well,
I mean, what? By the way, your team really did a number two. What a bunch of idiots they were!
I don't know why you would be surprised. I learned this weekend that watching your favorite team lose, you can be comforted by knowing you're right about the head coach. All he does is confirm what I believed when he first got hired. So, sure. The 3 hours were miserable, but the rest of the time, hey,
look, personal foul, too.
Look how right I was.
Nice personal foul.
Well, thanks to Mario for calling a timeout a second before they snapped the football. Once again, dopey.
Yeah, and it turned into a personal foul.
Yeah, if he just lets it go, they probably win the game. But, hey, I'm right about him, so I don't feel so bad.
Who's next?
We move to Larry. Larry, what'd you learn?
I learned the Houston Texans have virtually the same mediocre winning percentage whether the taxpayer finance roof is closed or the few times that it's open.
Same. Yeah, okay. Same miserable win percentage. Okay. 713-780-3776. Who's next?
We go to Elliot. What did you learn?
Yeah, I learned that the Steelers' defense changes every week. They're either the best in the league or the worst in the league. You never know what you're going to
get. Yeah, they're really good this last week.
Did you see their special teams coach, swaggering, gum-chewing special teams coach?
They say, I watched both the Texans and the Colts game. They say he has a real problem with spitting because he chews gum so aggressively.
It's so like gross.
It's like a big league chew in there, and it's just spit going all over. He had a play where there was a personal foul on an extra point. Yeah. And so they took. So what he did was he just told Boswell, kick it out of bounds. Because the rule is you get it 30 yards from the kickoff spot. So they ended up getting the ball at the 25. There was none of this. And he acted like he had just done the sneakiest thing.
Normally when you kick it out of bounds.
He was walking around like, you see what I just did? But, like, relax, Danny.
But that gum. Holy crap. You can't get near him. He's spitting all over you.
I bet he's a lot to deal with in that building. That guy has just too much swagger.
Who's next, Del?
Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that the last time Patrick Mahomes completed less than 50% of his passes was in 2014 as a backup to the great Davis Webb.
In college.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
He ever backed.
That's the last time he was under 50%?
The Bills put it on him. He did not do much yesterday.
I learned also that I don't care about Bills Chiefs in the regular season.
You don't?
Because I know what's going to happen in the postseason.
Well, I mean, because Bills do really well against
Then when it matters most.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that was one of the greatest 22 seconds in sports
history.
They
lost last year. Oh. They always lose to them.
Yeah. Who's next?
Let's move to Phil. What have you learned?
I learned that people are never going to let go of the trash can conspiracy. And I can call back with the background if you want.
Yeah, call back in a little bit and let us know.
No,
I mean, it's already.
I still get it. They're never
going away. It's kind of one of the reasons I get really pissed about some of the, you know, I get pissed off at some of those Astros because it just buries our little guy.
Who's next?
we go to Longhorn Dimitri. What have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned this weekend that I lost 3 years of my life in the fourth quarter of the Longhorn game because Sark shut down the offense completely.
Yep. Yep.
Barely that held was on.
How in the world do you let them come back like that?
Goodness, that was crazy.
You were dominating them.
Yeah,
and
but that
hey,
is
listen,
the...
Arch is looking pretty good now. Arch is looking pretty good. He's actually playing some good football. He's actually playing some good football. So we got to give it up because he sucked early on, but he's playing well.
Give your praise to Longhorn Scott. Don't just give it to Arch. Apologize to Longhorn Scott.
I'm not apologizing.
He told you if you're really paying attention, Arch is playing better.
Let's see. You got Georgia coming up, so just slow down. Let's see how he does. Who's next?
Tom on a mobile. What have you learned?
Hey, guys. So I learned that in this day and age of dating, you better look for that Adam's apple, if you know what I mean.
Stop. Delete him. Delete that. Just delete that one.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, we know what you mean.
What could
We've
he possibly
all seen the
mean?
Crying game. We know what you mean.
Who's next?
Let's go to Pete. Actually, PD. PD, what have you learned?
Hey, what's up, man?
PD, you got one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend.
I learned after you do some gummy bears that have these 20 milligram things in it, special kind, that my neighbor. I went out to do something in my garage, and she's got a tramp stamp.
Okay. Wait a minute. How does that hallucinate it?
Yeah, see, you can't. Nah, don't ask late. Questions because he'll come with it. Like, he'll tell you exactly what he's done, but he just learned stuff. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how he learned it. He had 20 milligrams worth of knowledge that he
gummies
gained.
Gummies and tramp stamps.
Yeah.
Well, I think he might have imagined it.
Who knows who his neighbor is?
Hey, it's not. Off
I don't
the
think
table.
That's how his story was going to end.
It's
John.
Not off the table.
It turns out I imagined it. It's not off the table, but PD's story is also. And I dated this girl who burned my house down. Oh well, should have done that. She's redhead. I should have known it was coming.
Who's next, Al?
Peter, what did you learn?
Hey guys, I learned that I guess the Texans need to go get some penicillin or something because they're allergic to the damn goal line.
Yeah. Maybe just weekly shots. Just go get those shots from, you know, an ear, nose, and throat doctor somewhere. That's what you do. Penicillin's really more for if they've got syphilis of the short yardage. You know, maybe they've got short yardage syphilis, John?
I don't know about the syphilis thing. I just want to think that they're bad football players.
No, but on a separate note, I know that they're extremely, can I say limp or flaccid near the goal line?
Impotent, you can say.
Impotent, yeah, that's really not flaccid, but impotent near the goal line, yes.
They are
I can
impotent.
Say that. They are.
Yeah, that's true.
A lack of potency near the goal line is very accurate.
That's correct.
Yeah. We got or flaccid.
Well, we have commercials for pills, so maybe they should be listening more closely to what we sell over the station.
Right.
Let's move to Tommy. Tommy, what have you learned?
Broncos Nation will travel. That place was 50-50.
No way.
What was
50-50? He's a Broncos Nation will travel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was it. Yeah, I would say 50-50. Yeah.
Dash that. Place was 50.
Yanni was there. He said it's a lot of orange.
It was. It was Battle Orange yesterday.
It was a thing
for the Texans.
It was their Battle Orange.
They don't focus on that color at all.
It was Astros. Everybody was supporting the Astros because the Dodgers had won.
Third kit.
Wrong shade of blue.
Third
for,
kit.
For it to be Astros. That was a light blue.
Third kit.
A lot of throwback uniforms.
Blue and orange. Astros
third kit,
baseball.
Dale. You know how that works.
A lot of throwback
blue
Bronco
and
blue
orange.
In there.
The Astros' new logo is a horse.
They're gonna need one in the offseason.
Their city.
They need to find a horse.
Should be a gurney.
a stretcher. An elbow brace.
Yeah.
We got
just
one
sling.
Yeah, we got one more. Rava, what have you learned?
Hey, Juanita G. Lance G.
Awesome.
Gilmanson.
Salchicha.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Coño.
Early home. You must have that salchicha. Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Paul Laga, man. You're the intern over there. Well, hey, I got a situation. I actually, news is a weird kind of thing. I learned that there's a mayor in Lancaster, California, found out a situation how to get rid of the homelessness. Give them fentanyl.
No. No, don't. No. Well, don't engage him, John.
No.
You live in California.
We did that story a while ago.
No.
You got to kill him. Remember? What?
Who was it? Yeah. Is that the same one, or do we have a new mayor saying that?
I don't know. Is there
because
a
this
one?
Is fentanyl. Like, fentanyl. No. That was a not wasn't a mayor. I think that was somebody in the like the Senate or
it
the
was, yeah.
There was a congressman who may have said
or
that.
Someone who's running for office, and he said, "Yeah, should we just kill him?"
Palm. Did he say it was Palmdale? Major Lurie
California mayor says he wants Lancaster mayor.
Yeah,
he
said Rex
this,
Paris.
He said this back in April, but I guess he just learned it. Let's mayor. Give them
all give the fentanyl they want. All you can eat.
Homeless free. Give the homeless or unhoused free fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
He just said fentanyl buffet.
Oh, wait. Channel 7 did the story. My wife's station did the story on this.
She was there.
Yeah. What I want to do is give them free fentanyl. That's what I want to do. And do what now?
Mayor suggests a, quote, purge of homeless people.
Yeah, the purge. Those purge movies seem great for people overall. I want to give them free fentanyl. Someone said, I can't understand what you're saying. You want to give them what? I want to give them all the fentanyl they want. That's what I want to do. So
I thought people were intelligent enough to understand that it was a metaphor, but I don't regret saying it. It's brought attention to the problem.
A metaphor for what? What's fentanyl
What's a metaphor for? Let's just kill
them. For jobs?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for housing.
I just want to kill them. That's all.
It's a metaphor. That can't be the word
that's
he's looking for.
That's what he thought.
You know
it's
what?
Not I think he meant sarcasm.
Whenever I use fentanyl interchangeably with low income housing, as I just say fentanyl, you know what that means.
You know what it means.
Stable low income housing.
So
with
what are
fixed
the words
prices.
For people who don't have homes? Homeless, unhoused.
Fentanyl. Fentanyl fit. Fentanyl ready.
Yeah,
apparently.
Fentanyl ready. And you know who else is ready? Own well. Thanks, you guys. Man, news of the. I mean, what did you learn this weekend? Is
look for that Adams apple.
I want to talk right now about your tax bill that has probably come in, and you just put it aside. This is what I did. Oh, look at this. And you just throw it in a pile of papers, and then you go, I'll get to that later. Don't get to it later. Get to it now because they can start. I mean, it's not until, you know, you've got there is a little bit of time here, but don't, because then you'll wake up and you're like, oh, I didn't do anything. I didn't do it. I didn't protest my taxes. Holy crap. What did I do? It takes 3 minutes, literally, to sign up in under 3 minutes, all without hearing. You don't do anything after that. You just give them your address. Tell them, you tell them, hey, Go get them, because this is way higher than I should be paying. The government is wrong 86% of the time, people. 86% of the time. And if you don't do anything about it, the taxes that you're paying are going to compound, because next year it's going to be even higher, and then higher, and then higher. And then all of a sudden you're paying on a house that's not even close to what they say it's worth. So you're looking for the best way to do this. You don't pay a dime unless they win. When they win, then you pay. Otherwise, you don't pay. Okay? Stop overpaying. Start saving with OwnWell. Sign up in 3 minutes at OwnWell.com/Texas. That's OwnWell.com/Texas.
ESPN 97.5.